Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. You know, today has proved to be interesting. And isn't that kind of what we love about life? We never know what is going to occur. And for me, you know, I don't see that as being a scary situation. I see it as being an adventure in the life that God has given me. And each day I attempt to learn something new and to share inspiration and to help others have a good day too. And so sometimes while I'm at that goal, I make a mistake, I delete an idea, I lose the vision to see what it is I was trying to do. And I catch myself and I say, it's all right, because God equips you to do what He calls you to do. And when I remind myself of that, it kind of helps me smile through the problem. And it helps me realize that whatever happens, it'll be okay. And sometimes I also take it as if it's a little bird on my shoulder saying, maybe the way you were going about that wasn't the best way. And so as I was thinking of that and, you know, looking in my heart, searching for a message for you today, you know, my message is that you are enough. See, each of us, we are enough. But sometimes we let the messages of the world come in, and we let some of those things we hear people say, or we look at some of the things that are, you know, are shown, and we might not really compare ourselves, but think we could be better or do better. And I realize that when I push myself and I'm hard on myself and I try to just do it right? I realize that I am searching for perfection, right? And God isn't looking for perfection. God is looking for our hearts. He already knows we're not perfect. He just wants a willing heart. And so as I thought about that today, you know, I just thought, wow, you know, it's best to give you a quality connection with me than to just give you anything from me. And so I may not be on here every day for you, but when I do show up, my intent is to show up with a gem of knowledge for both of us. And so I just want to encourage you that if you're fighting with something and you've already done your best, to stop fighting and know that God will take care of the rest. If you're wondering if you're not equipped to do what you have been called to do, stop doubting. My friends, my family, my sisters, whoever you are out there listening, stop doubting. If God calls you to do something, He will equip you in ways you won't even realize you have been prepared. You will open your eyes, open your mouth. You will see things you haven't seen before. Things will come out you didn't even know were in you, right? Because that's the holy hand of God. And so as we go about putting, you know, our best foot forward and, you know, creating what God has called us to do, just rejoice in who you are and know that if something doesn't go right the first time, it just means you can do it better the second time, right? It means if something leaves out of your life and you think you were supposed to have it, that something better is going to come into your life, right? And so whatever you're struggling with tonight, I just want to encourage you to give that to God, to think about where you're at, and to realize that God's touch as well as His love and grace are with you. So you will not be defeated. Put forth your best effort, pray to God, release whatever is a burden to you, and give it to God, because that's when He works His best, right? When we willingly open our heart and say, Father, we are here. We need you. Guide us. Help us find the next step on our journey with you. And so I just want to tell you that I am here. I am doing my best. I know that you are doing your best, and God is going to take care of the rest. So if you need help, reach out. If you need a prayer, call, say something, and, you know, we'll make it happen. If you're looking for more inspiration, pick up one of our books and know that we have more coming your way. And if you had a hard day, I just need you to center yourself and give yourself some deep breaths. Give yourself a hug and tell yourself it's okay. And know that it's okay, because we are trusting the Creator, the Master of Design, and He can handle anything that we ever think of. God knows our hearts, our bodies, our mind. And so He's with you on your journey. Every step you take, every word that you say, everything that you hear, God is there. And so that helps me keep my mind tuned up, my energy going. And when it gets low, I just say, Father, help me. You know where I'm at and you know what I need. And I need you to believe in all that you are, because God wants us to believe in what He has created within us. God is the miracle worker. And so whatever you're faced with, believe that it is taken care of. Believe that your pain is going to stop. Believe that your sadness is going away. Believe that you are loved and you are able to love, and that God knows what you're going through. And I just want you to realize that your day gets better when you reach out to God. Your nights get sweeter, right? When you tell God, I know you're here with me. And so whatever you're going through, just trust that you're going to make it through. If you see a mountain, don't worry about that mountain, right? Because God can go through it. He can move it. He can lift it. He can drop it into the ground, and you won't see that mountain again. You just have to believe and trust. And that's all we need. And once we learn to believe and to dream the dreams that God wants us to dream for ourselves, we can do more for His will. And that must be our ultimate goal. And so I'm just going to send you my love. I'm going to send you a prayer, and I'm going to tell you that Lord God is here. I thank you for being on this journey with me. I want you to have a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Until we speak again, walk in love, peace, and positivity. Thank you.